This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get at it now. Our job here is a serious one, to overview the hot hits in talk radio from this past week, although things have pretty much been dominated by one conversation. Maybe there's a 2A to this. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is, all kinds of things about the talk media, the work that they do. I'm privileged to have been a part of this for a long time, putting together the stories and talking about them on the air and the people on the list. And we digress from time to time, talking about other things that are pertinent to the world of news talk radio. So, Michael, let's get started by going through what we traditionally do at the beginning of every week, the stories and the people list.
Yes, indeed. It is a week of a lot of sad news and a lot of other things happening, too. It's been busy, and as you mentioned, we follow the passing parade year after year. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball playoffs, which certainly is a sign of autumn in full swing. At number 9, the NFL anthem protests, that's still been talked about, and Cam Newton and a reporter had an incident involving sexism. At number 8, the Spain-Catalonia split. At number 7, Iran nukes deal. At number 6, the 20-week abortion ban bill. At number 5, the Puerto Rican devastation and the Trump-Cruz feud. At number 4, Manafort-Russia investigation. At number 3, North Korea threats. At number 2, the relationship between Trump and Tillerson. And number 1, and as you mentioned, the dominant topic, the Las Vegas concert massacre and the ensuing gun debate. On the People Survey, we have Cam Newton at number 10, Colin Kaepernick at 9, two football players. At number 8, James Mattis, Tim Murphy at 7, Carmen Yulin Cruz, the aforementioned Cruz with whom Trump is feuding, at number 6, as opposed to Ted Cruz, whom he feuds with occasionally. At number five, Paul Manafort. At number 4, Kim Jong-un. At number 3, Rex Tillerson. I find Rex Tillerson a fascinating character to observe how he handles himself through all of this. Stephen Paddock, a man of mystery, at number 2. And Donald Trump, another man of mystery, at number 1. There it is. It's been a heck of a week.
So one of the most prominent local radio hosts in Las Vegas is Alan Stock.
Yep.
He was on the countdown earlier. You and I both know him from his many years being on the air there and other places. He's a pretty measured guy, pretty professional, pretty matter-of-fact when it comes to traditional news talk. And he was on the air, he was telling us, from 11 o'clock on Sunday night till 9 a.m. To go through all of this stuff. And I wonder what other stories of other hosts that you heard of during the course of the week, Michael, who did the same sort of thing, because I'm sure there were plenty of them.
Well, the Las Vegas hosts were certainly in the center of the action. And, you know, Las Vegas feels this painful incident with far more direct firsthand experience than anywhere else, unless people have relatives or somebody involved. And, you know, the whole Vegas Strong slogan that has come out of it reminds me, of course, of the Boston Strong. And now we have a new term, you know, for a city or a region that has been...
There's even a movie out now, did you see that, called Stronger, which is another look at, or another drama about the events in Boston at the Marathon. And I'm sure we're going to see plenty of that after the fact, with the things that were going on and have continued to go on the show.
Did you see Patriot's Day?
I did. I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah.
And you know, if anybody wants to see what Boston is like, not only did it cover that event, but it also gave you some of the flavor of what makes Boston one of the unique places in America. And Vegas is a unique place. And I think,
putting,
you know,
it mildly.
Well, I mean, look at Vegas. Vegas is unique. Mm-hmm. Vegas has, you know, we think of Vegas as a place that is a recreational spot for people from around the country. But as you mentioned, having somebody like Alan Stock on the program, Vegas does have its own infrastructure community. There are people that live there who don't go to shows and gamble every day, right, and drink and smoke and do all the things that, you know, the lights. There are communities. There are people that live in Vegas. Some of them are associated with the entertainment industry or the hospitality industry, but there's other things going on there, too. There's stores, there's schools, there's hospitals, there are roads. That comes out of a thing like this when you realize that there is a community of people that live in Las Vegas. We don't think of it that way, whereas Boston, you know, you think of it as a more traditional place that people live. It's not known for any one thing.
Well, I think in what I believe, in, you've said a lot of things there that were compelling the business about what goes on in the community. I find with Los Angeles and Las Vegas, I've lived in Los Angeles now for many months, a year, since 1993. It is the best example I've ever seen any place of a company town. Everything that goes on there is in support of the entertainment business. No matter what the business is, it supports the core business. And I think in terms of Las Vegas, you could probably find evidence of the same thing, but you're right. There's the lumber yard. There's a guy running a drugstore. You know, those sorts of things. There's an ambulance service. There are all the businesses you find in every other city. But when you consider that roughly 90 years ago, and there was a Bugsy Siegel, drove his car through the desert and just got out of his car and said, I'm building a city here. Wasn't that Bugsy Siegel?
I'm not sure who it was. I think it was. But the fact is, it was an artificially designed city as opposed to one that grew organically.
Yes.
It was at the bend in the river.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there always are some geophysical reasons why cities grow up. And it's always fascinating looking back at that. The railroads created a number of cities. The valley, the fertile valley between two rocky areas tends to be a place where people would have gathered for agriculture.
Yeah.
But Vegas was basically a designed city based upon entertainment.
Yeah.
And more so than entertainment, gambling and the associated vices that go along with it.
And that's why they put it where it was, because it was far away from everything.
Yeah.
Supervision,
yeah.
Law. Let's start this place in the middle of nowhere and see what we can create.
Without overstating the story of Vegas, if you followed Vegas since its inception, every 5 or 10 years, it's a different Vegas. You go away from Vegas for 5 to 10 years, you come back, you don't know where to go. It completely redesigns itself over and over. The Vegas that we see in the old movies with the Rat Pack and Frank Sinatra and the Sands and that Vegas doesn't exist anymore. Mm-hmm. It's you can't even find it.
And it's spreading out too, Michael. When you go there, mm-hmm. it just is getting used to be the Strip and a few Tropicana and a few of those streets up and down. Now you go on the other side of the interstate and it's spread out over there. If you go on the other side of the 15 and travel in any direction, that would be, what is that, north of Las Vegas itself, I think you'd find all kinds of casinos spreading out there, and they're cheaper. They don't have the glitz. They don't have the shows. A lot of secondary talent performing at those places, but there are a lot of people who don't want to spend all the money that it costs to get into Las Vegas and to some of those hotels. But, man, I used to go there all the time, and it amazed me. I remember when I first visited Dick Summer, who did the all-night show. He was on a number of radio stations. You know him, mm-hmm. in New York, and he and I were great friends, still are. I remember going in one night with Dick Clark to his studio. Dick was being interviewed by him. And I had never been up in the middle of the night before, and it was as busy as it was in the middle of the daytime.
Yeah,
the city that never sleeps, literally.
And no clocks in the casinos.
Yeah.
And
Las Vegas,
you never
the same
know.
Way. Yeah, right, exactly. 15 past the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. I bet you don't spend much time thinking about blood circulation in your body, but you really ought to. And here's the reason. Good circulation is crucial, is critical to energy and stamina. It gets oxygen and nutrients flowing through your entire body. So you can exercise longer, do more of your everyday activities, recover more quickly. So what can you do to promote healthy circulation? Michael?
Take Super Beats.
He always loves to talk to me about Super Beats. Circulation is the core. You did. You get 100%. You get a gold star, Michael.
Thank you.
Circulation is core to the way that you feel overall. When you think about cardiovascular health, you're usually thinking about the heart, probably, right? Well, the vascular part is the circulation, and Super Beats is there to promote your own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy, stamina. It lasts all day long. Only Super Beats is made from beets, GMO, non-GMO beets, rather, made, it's a pretty easy process. They plant them, they harvest them, they cook them, they powder them, they put them in a canister, and you're getting pure beets. That's it, 100% beets. Mix a teaspoon into a few ounces of water or your smoothie, drink it up. No jittery side effect, no spike, no crash, no sugar. So, as Michael was talking, I've talked ad nauseum for years about how great it makes me feel. It'll do the same for you. You want to improve your circulation? Go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com. With your first order, you get 30-day free supply of Super Beats, plus an indicator to see how you're doing, how the Super Beats are working for you. We get the nitric oxide measurement, free shipping as well. So remember, to feel your best and be your best, Super Beats is the ticket. DougLikesBeats.com is the place to go today to order Super Beats. DougLikesBeats.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Casino games are going high-tech. Just ask Jackpot Digital, the makers of Jackpot Blitz, a touchscreen, dealerless poker table.
Real games are multi-community games like Texas Hold'em or Omaha or Seven Card Stud. And then while you're sitting out of hand or while you're waiting for a game to start, you can play side games. So you can open up a screen where you're sitting. You can play blackjack. You can play baccarat. You can bet on a horse. You can order the food, drinks, all sorts of things. The table also tracks and comps you based on your table play. It gives you all the Vegas benefits and then some.
Once again, that was Jake Kalpakian, CEO of Jackpot Digital, the makers of the Jackpot Blitz Casino gaming table. You can learn more and see videos of the product at jackpotdigital.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
All right, so Michael, when we go through this list of people, you look at some of the folks who are on this list every week, and you also, I think when you're trying to figure out what the top 10 stories are, there must be some conflicts from time to time. How do you spend 30 seconds explaining to the audience how you decide what goes where?
Well, I don't make that decision. It's a group decision, and a lot of information comes in from around the country. And then there's a degree of common sense. It is not empirical. They're not separated. I mean, if you talk about Trump, you can also be talking about Tillerson. So, you know, how do you separate them? Or Carmen Yulin Cruz, she's involved with Trump. So it just takes a lot of experience, a lot of know-how, and a little bit of intuition, understanding how talk radio operates, and we use our collective expertise to put together what's basically an estimate and an impression. It's a snapshot.
There you have it, folks. How the sausage is made. 21 after the hour.
The
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 at the hour now. As we review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We do this every week. We, he, and I, and you, because we know there are a lot of people who are devotees of the spoken word formats that want to know what's going on. Not that there are any surprises, usually. I'm not sure. I think maybe the Trump-Tillerson relationship has caught people a little by surprise. Do you think Tillerson, who has probably as much experience running big company as Trump, and maybe even running it better, is, you know, he doesn't really...
Well, Tillerson has to run. Tillerson runs big, has run big companies, huge company, you know, a company bigger than most countries, you know, in the oil industry. However, Tillerson has more experience dealing with other political forces within the company. Mm-hmm. You can be sure Tillerson was not a dictator in his company the way Trump was in his. Mm-hmm. But the Tillerson-Trump relationship at number two, and Tillerson being at number three, ties into the North Korea conversation. You see, we have to take into account these compounding influences as mm-hmm. to what makes something talked about. We wouldn't be talking about Tillerson and Trump with the intensity that we are if it weren't for the fact that Tillerson is talking to the people in North Korea, and Trump actually tweets, "My wonderful Secretary of State is wasting his time talking to them." Is it good cop, bad cop, or is he just a guy that doesn't know how to put on his edit button? I'm not sure.
It's really, well, there are a lot of people speculating on it, and they continue to speculate on it, and it usually comes down to party lines. It usually comes down to who you voted for, or who you didn't, or who you like, and who you don't like. So it doesn't become a very objective conversation. It's pretty subjective.
But so many of these battles are between people in the same party. There's more heat between the people in the GOP than between the GOP and the Democrats. That's the irony of all of this. That since Trump became president, the battles have been between Trump and his cabinet,
right.
And between one
wing
of the
other party.
No, as a matter of fact, if anything, he's been partying with the other party.
Yeah. Right?
He's been partying.
Yeah. So the good right wing stations are having a hard time trying to deal with this as well. We're all about talk radio. We all know that the majority of talk radio stations are political, and we know the majority of them are right of center.
So, a majority of the right-wing stations that have that as part of their positioning and their stationality and their targeting side with Trump almost all the time in his battles with other Republicans.
So how do they do it and still hold out that the Democrats are bad guys when he's doing deals with the Democrats more than he is with the Republicans?
They're selective.
Fancy footwork, yeah. Right?
Fancy footwork, absolutely. Yeah. That's why I said it's crazy. If you look at it objectively, it's crazy. But in another way, at least it's refreshingly unpredictable.
That's my point. Does that bring to an end, or does it soften the grip that the right-wing stations and hosts have had on talk radio since Limbaugh started in the late 80s?
Not yet.
No.
No, no, no. This is only making right-wing talk radio more interesting.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a conundrum. It's kind of interesting to watch or to listen to because they don't know what to say. The hardcore people, the real hardcore people, you know, they don't know. They're always trying to make the Democrats the bad guys. But if the Democrats, the bad guys, are working with, they're a good guy. How can they be bad guys?
Well, this is it. And
is it?
I just, you know, my personal feeling is they're all bad guys. And when they're good, I salute them and say, hey, nice, they did something good, but don't trust them tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's
trust
just my,
them. Trust
that's
them not, for yes. they shall sin. You like that?
Maybe. Yeah, I like that.
Go to church. Trust them not, for they shall sin.
Ye is very smart.
Yes, ye is. He is. All right. 28 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Now 34 minutes after the hour, you're engaged in a conversation about what's going on in the world of conversation, on the radio that is, and in the new media. We called it the new media for a long time, but it's other media beside just what's on the radio. A lot of podcasting, certainly cable and television, all involved in the conversations about what's going on. We go through the top stories every week and the people on the list with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and there are a lot of other things. If you go to talkers.com, you can see the things that are a part of the industry, the news about hosts that you may like, more and more people being exposed to more and more folks through the era of podcasting, or just being able to use the new devices. You can use Alexa. You can put Alexa in your kitchen, Michael, and say to Alexa, find me the Doug Steffen Morning Program. I did it the other day. My brother-in-law did. And in a second, we were on the air. That's it. So people can find whatever they want to find. You find a host that you might, if you're traveling in the summertime and you're in St. Louis and you hear a radio program that you like, and then, I like that show. You go home and say to Alexa or whoever else it is, Snooty Soddy, whoever is the on the whatever.
Snooty?
The end of the yell across the room. Give me that guy in St. Louis. You got to tell him the name. Give
what
me
are you
going to
do when
McCullough
Alexa
and
says no?
Yeah, well.
Take a stress pill, Doug.
Yes, that could be.
I'm frightened.
So it's going to happen down the road. So you have a up close and far out podcast, speaking of podcasting, that every week features a person who's a star, a backgrounder, or a foregrounder in the world of news talk. So this week you talk to a fellow who's been a great friend of ours. He's been on this program, somebody that we've known for as long as we've been doing this program, Holland Cook. who is branching out from his radio world to television. So how does this go?
Well, basically, we talk about him branching out from radio into television. He's a consultant, and he's been a talking head for a long time on cable news talk TV. He appears on the Ed Show a lot when Ed Schultz was on MSNBC, and then followed Ed to RT America. And Tom Hartman recently retired from hosting the nightly show, The Big Picture, and now they've turned it into a weekend half-hour show, and Holland Cook is the new host of it. Starts this weekend. It's a weekend show, runs several times over the weekend, and that's who we talk to. And it's a little bit about cable television, and it's a lot about just the latest trends in new media and talk radio, where it fits into the whole thing.
What are the new trends in the new media?
The new trends in the new media is something you said before. Devices. Yeah. Devices. There is no one device anymore. This is especially happening to television. Look at how TV is changing.
Yep.
Now, it's no longer, you know, well, I have my TV, I'm on cable, I get all the networks, and I get HBO, and I get Showtime. Now you have your Netflix, you have your CBS All Access,
yep.
You have your Hulu, you have, and somewhere mixed
you
in all of
your
that.
Hulu. I'll keep my Hulu to myself, thank you.
But it's devices and it's services and it's whether it's paid or not, and the whole thing is upside down. The nature of platforms is changing.
And, you know,
that's what's happening.
One of the conversations that I engaged in on my DJV show this past week was a focus on Megyn Kelly yet again, and her interviewing technique, her style, going after Jane Fonda. And Robert Redford, to a point, kind of put it all straight. But there are a lot of people, I don't mean to make this about Megyn Kelly. I think she's digging her own hole. I never thought she had any talent to begin with. But everybody said, oh, yeah, she doesn't have any talent. But the reason I bring it up is because it got me to think about that movie that is now out, the Jane Fonda and Robert Redford, and it's only in Netflix. And so the other night, we were eating dinner, and we thought, okay, let's, because Meredith and I were talking about Megyn Kelly. And she said, oh, let's watch that movie. That's what we did. We didn't move off the couch. Clicked on Netflix. There's the movie. You watch it. That's it.
Right.
That's the new world.
And the
order.
Only place you could watch it was Netflix, which
yeah.
means you have to be a subscriber to Netflix. But don't
yeah.
say it's only on Netflix. Netflix, CBS All Access with their new Star Trek Discovery. HBO with their Game of Thrones,
yeah.
Netflix with their The Crown. Forget about this movie with Jane Fonda. The Crown is a 10-part, now going into its second season, masterpiece. These are certainly not just TV shows, and they're not just movies. They're mega movies.
Well, look at how Netflix got on the map because of House of Cards. Nobody knew from nothing about Netflix until everybody started talking about, have you seen that thing, that House of Cards? And that's how I started.
They're making movies, they're making TV shows, and I say that, you know, in quotes, television
yeah.
shows,
yeah.
that are better than the movies in the movie theaters.
Yeah. Yep. The writing's great.
So this is all part of TV changing. TV
yeah.
is changing so rapidly that the television paradigm that we grew up with is almost completely gone.
And they have to pay these people as if they were doing, you know, the stars of House of Cards again. Get big bucks. They get the equivalent of what they would get if they were in a movie. I think I saw that they were both stars of House of Cards getting $500,000 an episode. So
yeah.
if they do, the number of episodes that normally are there, they've gotten as much as they would get as if they did a full length feature. And that's
yeah.
how they film it. They film it all together, and then they just sort of chop it up episodically.
Yeah, well, this is the end. This is going to be the end of television as we knew it, but it's also going to be the end of movies as we knew them.
Yeah.
The idea of a movie being made, going into...
I love going to the theater, though. Don't you like going to the movie theater?
Not really.
Movie,
I don't,
like
it. No, I don't.
I don't
like going to the theater. There are many, many things about movie theaters that really annoy the hell out of me. Have you been to the theaters? Have you been down in Florida, some of the theaters now, where you make an appointment and you pick your seat and,
oh,
and,
yeah.
and you put your feet up and they come and
yep,
they have waiter service?
Yeah, do that
service.
Up here, too.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
In California, I do. When I go to a movie in California, I go to the movies up here. We go. There's an eat. You can go into the theater and have dinner. The food's
And there's
awesome.
A bar. You get drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
yeah
you
I want to get drunk.
If you go to the ArcLight theaters in Los Angeles, which is a very expensive theater chain, very well done. You can go to the bar, get a drink, bring it into the theater if you want to, but $16 for a ticket, and then you pay, obviously, extra for the... It's $6 for a small box of popcorn.
Yeah. Well, now you're talking about the things I don't like. The theaters, they rip you off on the food. Secondly, their food is disgusting. Third, I'll tell you what really irritates me. Showtime starts 7:00. You get there, you don't see your movie till 7:20, 7:25.
Right.
You have to watch commercials. You're paying money to go to this place. They tell you to be there at a certain time. You don't. And I always know.
But we don't want to miss the.
You don't want to miss the movie.
Can't stand being late. We don't want to miss. We want to look at the trailers and see what's coming up next.
But the trailers are disgusting because every trailer is the same. You can't tell one from the other.
Boom, bang, swoosh, boom, bang, swoosh, boom,
and a voiceover guy that says, you know,
it was a dark day.
It'll be the end of the world.
Right. It's disgusting.
Well, I guess.
It's a lousy experience. The only good thing about going to the movies is nobody else does, so you usually have the whole theater to yourself.
No, the theaters are hard to get into around here.
You're going to the wrong theater. You're going the wrong night.
Yeah, I'm going Friday or Saturday.
I've gone to many movies, many. I go to about one movie every 2 months.
Yeah.
Because I love the sound systems in movie theaters.
Bernadette like to go to the movies? She doesn't like to go to the movies?
Not especially, no.
Really?
No, she's a reader.
Yeah.
She's a reader. She's not a couch potato type person.
Yeah.
And but we have found that certain binge watching things brought to our life by Netflix and this new system is a great way to entertain yourself and have something to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we watched every Cheers and every Frasier in a row. Think about that. Not having the tyranny of having to wait a week or missing it.
Right? I shouldn't say this because I make my living with commercials, but I move around. When the commercials come on, I move either literally from the seat or I go pick up the clicker and move it to other things to see what else is going on.
I don't think people watch TV commercials anymore. I do think people listen to radio commercials.
Yes, they do, like this one. For MyPillow, if you are familiar with Mike Lindell, who is the inventor of MyPillow, the owner of the company now, he didn't like his pillows, and he couldn't find pillows that he liked. So being the industrious fellow that he was, he decided to make his own pillow. And from that comes MyPillow. You can't escape MyPillows. You talk about advertising, they are everywhere. They're all over television, all over the radio, all over the internet. They're just everywhere. And that's because a great product. People want to buy it. They want to know how to get it. So I'm going to tell you how to get MyPillows and some other things that are special when you go to the MyPillow website. Look around and see what else they have there. But you can get right now, listening to this program, I'm going to give you a little tip. You buy two premium pillows and two travel pillows, 50% off the four-pack price. Yep, 50% off the four-pack price. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. All you need to know, because you know all there is to know about MyPillows, made in America, guarantees, all that sort of thing. You need to know how to get them, got to get the price right. So go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage, DJV, and save 50% on all your pillows. MyPillow.com, code DJV.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner, right in the middle of a kitchen facelift. Let me show you what we're doing to a door. Old door, we're changing it to a shaker-style door by simply using some Titebond original wood glue, a few wood strips, a little caulk and putty and paint. This thing is going to look fantastic. We'll be hanging these doors later today. You're ready to save some money around your house? Well, your windows may be allowing that cold air to sneak in. Believe it or not, there's actually a barrier here. It's Duck Brand Max Window Insulator Kit. Very easy to install, and you're able to block out that cold air. Another thing you might not think about is installing the insulation in your attic. Mineral wool insulation from Roxel is so easy to cut with a bread knife, put an extra layer of protection in your attic, and not only will it save you money during the winter, also all summer long as well. It's mildew resistant, mold resistant, fire resistant, termite resistant. Great way to go, and you can find out more information at todayshomeowner.com.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. Fall is here, and as the weather changes, so do the things we need around the house. Facebook's Marketplace can help you declutter from summer and get ready for fall. You can get rid of beach blankets, camping equipment, and old bikes, and find everything you need for the season, like sports gear, warm clothing, and Halloween decorations and costumes. It's all on Facebook's Marketplace. Deb Liu is Vice President of Facebook's Marketplace.
It's easy to declutter your home and earn cash for things you're not using right on Facebook Marketplace. Halloween is right around the corner, so save time and money by buying costumes in Marketplace. And you can even sell your old costumes from last year to pay for candy. It's also the start of a new sports season, so you can easily sell your old equipment and find new, gently used sporting goods on Marketplace. So whether you're trying to get rid of summer items or gearing up for fall, Marketplace is here to help.
For more information, visit Facebook.com or open the Facebook app and look for the Marketplace icon.
Guys, get to JCPenney today for Levi's lowest prices of the season, like 505 regular fit and 501 original fit for $36.99 each. And check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get all your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes, up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at JCP.com. Hurry, sale ends soon. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. Season refers to the time period from 9/14 to 10/9. See store at JCP.com for details.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, and I have a confession to make. I've done a lot of freelancing over the years, and I just kept all of my records on a single Microsoft Word document. So sloppy. But recently I got a tour of FreshBooks, which makes cloud accounting software for freelancers and small businesses, and it was a revelation. Manage your invoices, track your expenses, keep track of your work down to the minute. That is the way to run a side hustle. Check out FreshBooks.com and enter Entrepreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section.
Hi, we got 3 minutes here, Michael. All right. I noticed that you have...
I have nothing left to say.
Yes, you do. As a matter of fact, I know you do. If we go to Talkers.com, the talk radio media industry news section, reports on the highest paid talk hosts. No surprise, Howard Stern is on the top with $90 million last year.
Limbaugh's second. Gets by.
I know it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Limbaugh, 84. Yeah, he's just squeaking by.
Right. He's just making it. He's on food stamps.
Yeah. He's on a diet.
And you're third.
Yes. Where'd it be? From your voice to God's ear, it'd be good for both of us.
Yeah, Ryan.
Ryan Seacrest actually is in second, in third place, 58 million. Sean is fourth, right, with 36, and then. I don't have it in front of me,
but it's from Forbes magazine, and yours truly is quoted prominently in the article.
Yeah, and saying, I wish I had some of their money, or what?
I was saying that. I said, gee, they don't give me anything.
No, that was a big idea.
No, actually, I said that I think that the days of radio being primarily on AM and FM is reaching the expiration date. Mm-hmm. I think the future of all forms of talk radio in the new digital space is bright. And I say, I'm sorry to say, I cannot say the same thing about music radio.
Well, you can find a podcast of this program if you go to blogtalkradio.com/talk countdown show, you will find it. And then as of next week, you'll just be able to go. We'll have a separate website. You'll just put into your search bar Talk Radio Countdown, and it'll come up, Talk Radio Countdown Show. You'll be able to hit click one button and hear the podcast of the show and past podcasts as well. Have I got that right, Kara? I think I've got all of the pieces of the pie. So people who want to pick up on the nuance of Talk Radio, get the podcast, and just go by go to TalkRadioCountdownShow.com, right? Right. Hearing no, yes.
That's right.
Yes, that's a see?
Yes,
I'm right.
Yes,
anything to say, Doug?
Yes. 10 minutes before the hour on the countdown.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 53 past the hour now. Time for the countdown to continue with a focus on the legal ease of some of the issues that are in the story column this week from Talkers Magazine. The legal editor at Talkers and also on the Countdown Show is Stephen J.J. Wiseman. I'm looking at your CV, Boston College Law School, of counsel to Margolis and Bloom. His practice is on estate planning, probate, and identity theft. In other words, you're a scammer. No, you're not a scammer.
I'm always concerned about that. I teach a course in white collar crime at Bethel University, and I'm always concerned my students will learn it the wrong way.
Yes, no. Now, the number one issue this week, without question, what went on in Las Vegas? Who's going to get sued?
Yeah. You know, I'm not sure there are going to be any lawsuits as far as security and hotel, but it is kind of interesting. There have been lawsuits in the past regarding gun manufacturers as in regards to how they distribute their guns, and even when they're complying with the law. An interesting thing was there was a big action in New York once where Alabama was flooded with guns, more than they could actually use, because those guns were then shipped up to New York, and they say the manufacturers were aware of it. So it is certainly possible that one could argue, even without the kind of regulation that we have, as far as lack of regulation for guns, that there is an inherent responsibility of the gun manufacturers to control the distribution. I don't think any such lawsuit would be successful, but anything's possible to put pressure on them.
So the movement to do those, whatever that device is that makes them fire faster. Even the NRA is onto that.
Yeah. How about that? These gun blocks, there is actually some weapon, or this is an attachment to a weapon that makes the semi-automatic and automatic that the NRA is in favor of. You know, in Massachusetts, we have a Congressman, Seth Moulton, who served a number of tours in Iraq. He has shot these weapons, and he actually wouldn't stand for the moment of silence in Congress because he said Congress is just all too silent. They don't do anything. He said there is no need for civilians to be able to have automatic weapons.
Yeah.
You can believe in the Second Amendment, but we don't need that.
Yep. All right. As long as we're talking about Congress, number six this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine, the 20-week abortion ban bill. Legalese there. Where does it go? What happens? We chuckle because I'm going to guess you're chuckling because the congressman who was supporting it in the House was guilty.
Yeah. Hypocrisy. Thy name is Congress.
Yeah.
So the congressman who recently resigned after a big supporter of an anti-abortion legislator who it appears is having an affair. His girlfriend got pregnant and he wanted her to have an abortion.
Right.
Oh, well.
Don't want anybody else to have one, but
yeah, but in this case, it's okay. You know, it is, abortion is a major issue. I wish the emphasis would be more on available birth control so that abortion wasn't used for that purpose and make it a non-story. This probably is a non-story. It passed the House. It will not pass the Senate, and it won't go to the president. I think there may be some constitutional issues with it, but... you know, the debate against abortion is always very difficult because there's no middle ground. You have someone that believes it's a woman's right. You have someone else who believes it's murder. There's really no compromise there other than nobody really likes abortion. And so when possible, we should have, you know, better availability of birth control so that this doesn't become as much of an issue.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law. You can go to his website, scamaside.com, dedicated to informing the public about the dangers of scams, what goes on when something like the Las Vegas thing, somebody's going to call you, wouldn't you like to give $800 to this thing? Be careful. That's what Stephen will tell you. I'm just chuckling for a second here, looking at some of the comments online describing you as a professor at Bentley University. Hilarious. Amazing lecturer. Clear grading criteria. Inspirational. Respected. Here's a guy who writes amazing lectures. I have Professor Wiseman. I love him. He's such an interesting guy. Class is basically him telling stories. A few short two-page assignments. Term paper, online, final, very manageable. I recommend taking him. Hooray! There you go. How's your review? Pretty good, actually. Stephen J.J. Wiseman on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.